mousse, brownies, and other delights that had everyone feeling decadent and satisfied. With the remains of supper stashed back in the coolers and the dishes cleaned and put away, the adults sat sipping coffee around a blazing campfire, while Emil shared his adventures of breaking up endangered animal smuggling rings and explaining how they caught poachers and others who hunted illegally. He was a skilled storyteller, and his vocation offered a deep resource for some hilarious tales. It was all fascinating, and Mac realized again that there was much in the world about which he was naive. As the evening wound down, Emil and Vicky headed for bed first with their sleepy-eyed baby. Jesse and Sarah volunteered to stay a while before walking the Doucette girls back to their campsite. The three Phillips kids and two Doucettes immediately disappeared into the safety of the tent trailer to share stories and secrets. As often happens when a campfire burns long, the conversation turned from the humorous to the more personal. Sarah seemed eager to ask Mac about the rest of his family, especially Nan. "So, what is she like, Mackenzie?" Mac loved any opportunity to brag about his Nan. "Well, besides being beautiful, and I'm not just saying that, she really is beautiful, inside and out." He looked up sheepishly to see them both smiling at him. He was really missing her, and was glad the night shadows hid his embarrassment. "Her full name is Nanette, but almost no one calls her anything but Nan. She has quite a reputation in the medical community, at least in the Northwest. She's a nurse and works with oncology patients, cancer patients who are terminal. It's tough work, but she really loves it. Anyway, she's written some papers and has been a speaker at a couple conferences."
"Really? What does she speak on?"
"She helps people think through their relationship with God in the face of their own death."
"Oh, I'd love to hear more about that," encouraged Jesse as he stirred up the fire with a stick, causing it to bloom with renewed vigor.
Mac hesitated. As much as he felt unusually at ease with these two, he didn't really know them, and the conversation had gotten a little deeper than he was comfortable with. He searched quickly for a short answer to Jesse's interest.
"Nan's a lot better at that than I am. I guess she thinks about God differently than most folks. She even calls him Papa because of the closeness of their relationship, if that makes sense."
"Of course it does."
Jesse nodded.
"Is that a family thing, referring to God as Papa?"
"No. The kids picked it up some, but I'm not comfortable with it. It just seems a little too familiar for me. Anyway, Nan has a wonderful father, so I think it's just easier for her."
It had slipped out, and Mac inwardly shuddered, hoping no one...